You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
How did you get caught red-handed? Jake in Maine. Hi, Jake. How'd you get caught red-handed?
So my mother on Fridays would go to her boyfriend's house kind of naively, you know, not knowing a 17-year-old to do anything.
Right. Yeah.
And we threw a double keg party, a couple hundred kids. I'm savage about cleaning up. So the only thing that was messed up was one stupid candle. So the next day, I'm getting chewed out hard. Well, I had taken like a whole eighth of mushrooms, you know, an hour or two before she got there. And I am tripping balls, staring at her ceiling fan and looking at the awesome wallpaper of berries and flowers and nuts and stuff all over it, thinking like, oh, those look tasty.
Yeah.
And my mother has like absolutely no clue. The poor woman's like smoked pot a couple times in high school.
Yeah.
That I'm standing there in a third dimension tripping balls.
And she's suspicious already, but there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, she's like, all she's got is a candle. Like, this was like, I'm winning. The verdict's in my favor.
Thank you, Jake. Mm-hmm. How about this one? My girlfriend didn't know that I was as kinky as I am, their words, when we first started dating. And so then we decided to go to the local sex shop. And she thought it was my first time, and I never corrected her. And when we walked in, they called me by my name and said, good to see you again.
Oh, no.
Caught red-handed.
Come on. Oh. There's got to be a code that, like,
Definitely.
Even if she knew you had gone there before, that would be a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, know you by name here?
How often are you going there?
Yeah, too often.
I mean, that's a lot of lube purchases. Start getting it delivered or something. Buy in bulk. I don't know.
Yeah, you know whatever you're buying.
1-800-947-3979. Zach in Battle Creek, Michigan. Hi, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, pal. What?
I don't know why it says Battle Creek. I'm from Ionia.
Zach from Ionia. There you go. Right. I don't know. Cell phones do that sometimes with this
huge
system.
Difference.
Yeah, it's
anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are like 30 miles apart.
How did you get caught red-handed?
When I was 14, my best friend and I had the great idea to steal my dad's brand new Mustang that wasn't even his yet because it still had the dealer plates on it. He was going in to sign paperwork the next morning, and we got pulled over.
Oh, no. So he did one of those like test drives where you can decide to buy it. He's going to go back
overnight
and,
test drive,
and buy it. And you're like, cool, it's ours now. I'll steal it.
Like went in after, you know, after the banks were closed, but, you know, I'm going to come back tomorrow and sign paperwork. All good. So my buddy and I are like, heck yeah, man. You know, this was 06, 07, brand new Mustang. Yeah. We decided to go for a joyride, and sure enough, look up in the mirror and Ionia's finest is behind us. 3:15 in the morning.
Oh.
And we're 14.
Oh, were you on the news?
It gets worse and worse.
We were not on the news. However, we did receive citations and have to go in front of the judge.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And, and how many cops pulled you over?
One. And then there was another one that joined. So they were nice enough to talk to us separately to make sure that our story was straight. But the best part was when I looked up and saw my dad staring in the window of the car. Yeah. So, you know, it was nice of them to call him instead of take us both to jail, but it was also, you know, not that fun of a ride home with him.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't.
No, I'm
I bet.
Sure not.
I would be, if I were your dad, I would just be getting finished yelling the same thing at you over and over right now. That would be, I'd be like, I know I already said this, but I just can't get past it.
It's only been 15 years, though. I need to say it again.
Listen to this one. For those of you who were smoking pot in high school or before, you may find this relatable. I'm Madison in Middle Tennessee. I was caught red-handed when my friend and I were 20, a buddy of ours passed away. We went to his funeral, then smoked some pot afterwards. When I got home, I was worried about mom knowing was high. I thought she knew. I was getting more paranoid, so I texted a friend. I think she knows I'm high. And then I heard, Madison Danielle! I texted my mom. I think she knows I'm high.
No. I bet she knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did she find out?
If that happened as a parent, and they're 20, even though you'd be like, come on, wouldn't you, like, when they're not around, that'd be kind of funny.
I mean, now it wouldn't bother me as much because it's legal, but if it were at a time where it was still illegal and they're in my house, I'd be like, oh, my God,
yes,
I'd be pissed.
Absolutely. Holy cow. let's see. This is John in Kingsport, Tennessee. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud. What did, how did you get caught red-handed?
Well, it wasn't actually me that got caught, but I was a participant. I was in jail back in 2004, second offense DUI,
okay.
45 days, this Hawkins County Jail, Rogersville, Tennessee.
Okay.
This is even on the Jay Leno show. But it went on for a couple weekends. We had the back door jimmied where we could open and shut it. And they were escaping on the weekends and running down to the beer store. The weekenders would come in. We would get their clothes. They would have cash, run down to the beer store, load up, get cigarettes, beer, bring it back to the jail and hide it in the ceilings, all kind of stuff.
I remember talking about this story when it got busted up.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I was in there. They put us all in the hole for 45 days or for 4 or 5 days. It was about probably 40 of us shoved in the hole. It was horrible. They were pushing us all one by one. Heck, they caught the guy. It was just one guy was going out and do it. We didn't want to send a whole bunch of people out.
Right, that'd be
and
crazy.
And he got caught when a police cruiser was pulling in late at night, and he got caught in the tree, and he just stood there all crooked like he was a tree limb up in the tree. He said, oh, they won't see me. Yeah, we was all staring out the window like, uh-oh, we didn't see nothing. We all run back to our beds, pull the blankets up.
Yep, that's what you got to do. Just go, hey, man, I don't know. I mean, we're here.
Stood there crooked like a tree limb.
What's up?
John, that's...
Oh, he was all crooked up.
That's hilarious.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, bud.
That's so funny.
Oh, man, John tells a good story.
He does. John's the same guy that got the vacuum caught on his face practicing kissing.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So
yeah.
He's two for two at least.
You want to play suck face?
Yeah.
All right. Listen to this. This is going to make you uncomfortable, I bet. Brian joins us. Hi, Brian. What did you get caught red-handed or how?
All right. I can't compete with the last guy.
I think you're going to do better than you think.
That's okay.
Having had the preview.
Okay. So we were like 8 to 10 year old, three boys, cousins. We were out playing. We had some fishing line, and we noticed the toads were gathering up underneath the light at night to get bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this smart-ass idea where we tied fishing line to the toad and to a rock, and we're throwing the frogs up and wrapping them around the fishing high power line.
Oh, God.
So one of us, it was the late 70s.
Yeah.
One of us cut the line too long, and when we threw it up, it wrapped around two lines, and we watched in horror as the two power lines came together and then blew a transformer about 50 feet away from us.
Was the toad okay?
No.
It rained down fried toad across three counties that day. Oh. As far away as Topeka, there was toad in people's hair.
And it was the 70s, so when we got busted, it was the belt for all of us.
Yes. Oh, man.
I bet it was. Yeah, that. Yep, that's also the 70s.
It was. Thank you, Brian. Oh, my God.
Oh, you created a circuit.
So a many people with circuit.
Oh, no.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.